Well, today is the National Day service. We're celebrating Nigeria. How old is Nigeria now? 63. Amen. Still a young boy. Yes, in country age, 63 is still kindergarten. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Still young, still young. Okay, before I go into today's direction we're going this morning, please, if you have friends and family in the UK, we're going to be on the UK tour by the end of October to first week in November. Do you guys have the posters? If you have, put it up. So basically, if you have friends and family in the UK, or you have relocated to the UK by the end of this month, yes, so there are people like that. That when I'm announcing program in the US, they say, Pastor, I'll be there. I say, how are you there? I'll be located. And truly, I meet them there. They have moved to that city. So we'll be in London, Scotland, Ireland, Manchester, Birmingham. So I know you have friends and family. Everybody has friends and family abroad now. So please invite them. Let them come. Remind them. And it will be a great blessing. Praise God. If you still have people in L.A., California, we are finishing our U.S. tour in California on November 11th because we had to shift the event for California because of the weather issues. They had a storm when we were in America. So we'll go from the U.K. to just quickly finish the tour and do the one for the for California. So if you have friends and family in L.A. or California as a whole, November 11th, we'll be there. Praise God. Okay, so today is we're celebrating Nigeria's Independence Day, and what you need to realize is that yes, things look somehow in Nigeria. Things look tough. I don't think there's anybody that can categorically and boldly deny that things don't look tough. There's such a spirit of despondency and hopelessness and tiredness. Amongst people, things look really, really, bad. So I think we all agree on that. However, what I need to remind you of is that whenever things are happening, don't join the crowd. One thing I've learned in the short years I've lived is that the crowd is never right. There's always somebody thinking above the crowd. Those are the people that control what really goes on. Don't join crowd mentality. Don't ever join it. Don't ever join it. I always remember the story of a guy in the Bible called Zacchaeus. How that the crowd was following Jesus and he was already late. If he had joined at that time, he would be at the back. And besides, he was even short. So there wouldn't have been hope for him. You are at the back and you are short. Have you ever taken group picture before and one short person? I mean, there's no hope. They're not going to even know that he was in that picture. So Zacchaeus knew that. Following the crowd wouldn't have worked for him, but he had to think outside the box and above the crowd. He quickly, strategically discovered where Jesus was actually going. So he was no longer interested in where Jesus was. He was now focused on where Jesus was going. And by knowing where he was going, it means he knew the route he would take. So he went ahead of the crowd and positioned himself where Jesus was going and climbed the tree. And by that, he didn't go to Jesus. Jesus came to him. And he was well positioned. And Jesus saw him and just said, this night, I will spend the night in your house. Zacchaeus was a rich guy. Even though, yes, he had some bad days going, but he was richer than most people around him. It is that kind of thinking that puts you ahead of the crowd. You can't think with the crowd. You have to think ahead. You have to think above what is going on. You have to think above that. Strategically, and position yourself. Position yourself. I will share a few things. Part of how you change your thinking in a time like this is to take note of certain trends and certain things. You have to take note of it ahead. How do you do that? Part of what I would recommend is let's start looking at what are the advantages. Everybody knows the disadvantage of Nigeria. Everybody knows the bad side of Nigeria. Am I correct? That one, everybody knows. You don't have to tell everybody the economy is not good. You don't have to tell everybody there's no light, there's no road. Amongst any crowd, people can break that down for you. What people lack is seeing what is good. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. What makes a good businessman is not seeing how things are, is seeing how things can be. I remember the story where one shoe company sent two salesmen to somewhere in Africa to sell shoes. The salesmen got into the place, it's like a remote village, got into the place and found out nobody in the village wore shoes. They were walking bare feet. One of the salespeople just called the headquarters and said, don't bother to send the shipment of shoes anymore. They don't wear shoe here. On that one called, the second one called and said, double my shipment, oh. Everybody here is a market. Nobody has shoes. It means we have more people to sell to. Same situation, two different perspectives. If you look at the problem of Nigeria, you are not going to be different from the crowd. But the people that will stand out are those of us today that are looking at the possibilities. You'll be like Zacchaeus. You are going ahead of the crowd and going to position yourself for this crowd to come and meet you there. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. It's that positioning. How can you do it? One of the things to look out for is what are the good things about Nigeria. Let me share some things I like about Nigeria. Number one, I like the Nigerian spirit. I like the Nigerian spirit. Oh, man. Nigerians are a unique breed. I know a lot of you are well-traveled. If you have been around the world, one thing you would know is that Nigerians are different. You can tell. We just have a spirit that cannot be dominated. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? We just have a spirit that doesn't give up. We have a very enterprising spirit. Nigerians don't know that something is impossible. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. They don't know something is impossible. Individually, we are better. And like I said, I've traveled small. I've traveled a bit. I don't know any country I've gone to that I admire them. Individually, not this. So not the amenities. I mean as a person. These people, they're... No. I've not seen. We are smarter, we are sharper, more educated, more enterprising, funnier, more communal. Nigeria doesn't have to know you to relate with you. You know many countries, they can't even greet you. They see you. If you're dying, they go, don't face their front. They no relationship, no community, no nothing. I've not seen any country I've gone to. Of course, you know that amongst any nationality of people, we are the most educated anywhere we go. Go to any school in the world. You see us in large crowds topping the classes. U.S. have released those reports many, many times that among all the ethnicities or nationalities in America, Nigerians are still the PhD in our water. PhD. Masters in secondary school. Some Nigerians abroad have 2-3 masters cheaply because they don't want to come back. So just there, they read the book. So as individuals, I love the Nigerian spirit. Any day, any time. The average American has not traveled outside his state. I'm not talking about his country. Let's not talk about his country. I mean his state. Like, if he's born in Lagos, he has not left Lagos since they gave birth to him. And he's 30 years old. He's 40 years old. He doesn't have passports. We are one-on-one, we are way more exposed and educated and enlightened than the average American. You know, Americans think Africa is one country. Hope you know this. I don't know if they don't do social studies in their home school. Nigeria, we've not gone anywhere, but we know that Africa is different from Ghana, different from Benin. We know they're all different countries. We know Mexico is different from America, from Canada. We know everything is different. But the average, if you watch all those shows on online where they ask people, name 3 countries in Africa. Some will say Africa. They can't mention 3 countries in Africa. The average Nigerian, he has not traveled, but he knows where he will go when he has money. He already knows all the countries and the visa process. The average American does not even know. He doesn't have a passport. He has not traveled outside. He says, I am way more well-traveled even within America than the average American. The tour we did was 10 cities. Apart from that, I've also traveled around other cities to preach. The average American has not even seen more than his own state. Me, I've literally seen up to 20 states in America. They're not to count other countries. They are not exposed. When I talk to America one-on-one, I find out this, no matter how you were respecting them before, when you engage them one-on-one, you're going to say, we pass this people now. They're just good at proper image. They show you what they like you to see. A friend of mine said, if you're even fighting war with America, you have to first overcome the mental battle they've won. Because they've shown you Rambo. Only him killed 1,000 people. So you're already thinking, whoever I'm fighting, these people, they go kill us. Because you think their soldiers are super, they are Marines. They'll show you Marines. So you'll be afraid that these guys, they can kill them. They are good at showing you what they like. Those of you that have traveled, you know there are ghettos in America. There are portals in America. There's places in America that have high crime. Where if you go and buy fuel, you park your car in the station, go and buy fuel. Then you enter the thing, your car has gone. The full car. In filling station. I get what I'm saying. So if you engage the average American, he has never traveled. He doesn't know. We know UK. Some people never go, but we know UK. Because we have family there. We're connecting. We're watching all that. But they don't even know where. They've never been anywhere. I was even talking to a pilot in America. When I was asking about airlines, I discovered that it's only his own airline he knows. Me, I've entered the amount of planes. I could tell him that, this airline, this good thing about Qatar airline like this, Emirates. He thought American Airlines is the best airline. I said, you have not seen airline. America has the worst in terms of airlines. But he's a pilot, though. He's not even exposed. Beyond that, he's on one plane when he enter. But he's a pilot looking like a cool white shirt with the cap. He don't know anything. I will school him properly on flight. I've been traveling for how many years? And I've entered different kind of plane. I will school him where? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? One-on-one, I like the Nigerian spirit. Enterprising. Resilient. Nigeria doesn't know something is not possible. You say, nobody passes here. Say, bros, no worry, we'll go run out. Then we'll go run out. Then go pass. People, they pass. There's no rule in Nigeria that is the rule. If it's based on who you know. They were just the rule. No. I remember when we went to Ghana, you know, and we have some of our Ghana guys in the house. But you see, yeah, you see, but they are so calm compared to us. We went to Ghana, office staff. I don't know how many were a lot because we went to family, children, everybody. So the last day to come back to Nigeria, somebody just said, we need to buy Wudin. You know, they make Wudin in Ghana. And he said, that's one of the best gifts to buy for people. If you travel to Ghana, that's one of the best things to buy. You can easily share the material. So we all said, yeah, let's go and buy Wudin materials for our parents, for our friends, you know. So we all just dashed to the place. Last minute, we just occurred to us. We got there 30 minutes to the closing time. I think the shop closed 6 o'clock or something. We got there 5:30, 30 minutes to the closing time. They didn't allow us to enter. They said, because they're going to close in 30 minutes. And if all of us buy, it will take them too much time to close their books. Real life story. Pastor Mildred is here. And anybody that was a staff then can confirm. Real life story. We're many. We're not buying one. We're going to buy a lot. Because what are these as gifts? They have not closed. Not that they've closed. I said, there's glass. We could see them. We're seeing the staff. It was a glass door. So we're seeing the staff inside. Walking about the manager. Everybody's there. I say, look. If it's 30 minutes to close, we want to promise we'll leave here in 30 minutes. They said, no, that if by the time we enter, and they have to close their books, that know how to extend more than if they're Nigeria. Even when we don't close and we don't reach house, when you call me, we say, how many you want buy? That's what determines whether we are coming back or not. We might have closed since morning and it's 8 p.m. It depends on how many you want to buy. Say, you want to buy a full container load. I say, will they come? Open now. We are coming. If they've locked the gate, we'll bribe police, we'll settle the security, they go open that gate. We'll go run them. Say, bros, no worry, we'll go run them. They come. Bring your truck. We'll go load them, no worry. The resilient spirit. I've been to Benin. Like I said, I've traveled a bit in my life. I've been to the Republic of Benin. Most of the Francophone countries, their own is a different level. They like party. Outside party, most of them don't have a bigger ambition. They work usually for the day's pay is just once they have enough to go and drink today, they've closed. We'll continue this work tomorrow. Once the money has reached to where we can go and shack, and you see a normal street, a normal house that looks like a residential house during the day, come back by 7. They go, don't change the front bulb to red. Put table outside, begin playing Makosa. Party don't start. They will gather and start drinking. That's it. That's work for the day has ended. So we have a resilient spirit. We have an ambitious spirit. So I like the Nigerian spirit. That's the first thing I like about Nigerians. We have a strong spirit. So don't let anything make you give up on Nigeria. Don't let it make you give up. We're solid. Second thing I like about Nigeria, that's a big advantage to us. We have population. Oh, don't play with it. Like I said, the people that know are looking at the indices. They are looking at the real trends. Don't follow the crowd that are saying we are dead, we are finished. Now lie. That's why, have you noticed, even though people are jackpying, first of all, the really, really rich people are not jackpying. They are very well here. Because you don't leave your money and go. The Dangotes have not jackpied now. If jackpot was lucrative, they are the first to go. When those kind of people start going, me, I will tell you to go. We will even lock church. Go, everybody go. If those guys have not gone, there's something they are seeing. Anybody ahead is seeing something you at the back cannot see. So if he no run, no run. He's seeing something. You think he doesn't like safety? Think he doesn't like good life? If he's not going, there's something their eyes are seeing that the people at the back are not seeing, that think we are running. No, calm down. We have population. Population spells money. In case you don't know why I'm saying so. Because you don't know how, if we are many, so what? It means we are many. It means money. How many people are in Lagos, roughly? Lagos population, roughly? 20. Okay, let's just peg it at 20 million. I know it's more than that. But let's peg 20 million. How much is a plate of food? A plate of food. Average one. Not to say you eat like unbeliever. You eat with your Christian mind. Eh? 1.5. Yes, I think island-wise I can say 1.5. That's, you are eating like a born-again Christian. Let's just use 1.5. So do the maths. 20 million times 1.5. Maths, guys, how much is that? Eh? 30 billion? 30 billion. Breakfast. We are more than 20 million, definitely. And some people are definitely going to eat more than 1.5. Definitely. This breakfast, these 20 million people, they will transport themselves. If you are using Uber, how much is Aja to, or Chevron to VI or Phase 1? 1.8. Eh? Okay, 4K. 6K. Okay, let's say 5K. Let's stay on 5K. Let's stay on 5K. Me do. 5K. So 5K times 20 million is what? Math students. Where is the person that gave me that? Hey, give me. 100 million. Eh? 100 billion. Okay, so you are seeing 100 billion plus. How many billion will come before? So that's the same way. You better you multiply. And this is just one meal, one transport going. You've not counted coming. You've not counted toothbrush. You've not counted water. You've not counted accommodation. You've not counted snacks. You've not counted medicine. You've not. By the time you check it, when I say we have population, you need to know what I'm really saying. Is that there's money literally pouring on the ground here. Population has meaning. This is why no matter how much you are jackpying, those guys out there are coming here to invest because they see population. Population means something. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? We have population. There are some countries in Africa that are 8 million, 7 million. Do you imagine the whole country? There are some that are even under 1 million, the whole country, plus president. That's a local government chairman here. So you need to understand, we are not those people's mates. We have population. If we cough, billions go forth. Everybody here buys pure water. It's crazy money. That's why the really, really, really rich guys ain't going anywhere. That's why the foreigners are still coming to invest.
That's why you see the Mark Zuckerberg still visit here. You see Bill Gates still visit here. With all the, America is big. America is way bigger than Nigeria, both in land and in population. But those guys still come here because this is just population waiting to happen. So stop thinking relocation. Start thinking globalization. That's how they think. So that you can put your leg there, you can still put your leg there. That's how they think. They manufacture Apple phone. Why didn't they just sell it there? They come as they don't have to relocate to sell it here. They do Microsoft, they sell it here. Anything they produce, they sell it here. Because they know that we have population. If only 1% of all of Nigeria patronizes you, you are good. Somebody get what I'm saying? So population matters. When you see Canada harvesting our people, you see UK harvesting our people, it's not because they like us. It's because they are getting low on population. This business is a business of numbers. That's why they don't like you. But you see UK will say, nurses, come. Doctors, come. If they had doctors and nurses, they won't look for you. They are running low on the thing we are complaining. They are running low. Canada is just being modest. Ideally, Canada should bring a ship to Bar Beach or Lekki Beach or whichever beach you have. Should bring ship, just kidnap anybody you see passing. And be throwing them in the boat and carry them away. Those ones are in desperate need. Let me give some few perspective. Canada is about the same land size as America, almost the same as America. But Canada is 10% of America's population. 10%. That is annoyingly and uselessly small. 10% of the same land size, almost the same land size as America. But America is about 300 and something million people. Canada is 30 something million people. Like Lagos. So that's why they are looking for you. It's not because they like you. Most of their population, again, are old people. We, our own population, the mass of it, young people. So this means, in business terms, 40 years from now, we are still rocking. 40 years from now, they are finished. So these are the indices that people are looking at. Not just to go and look at snow. Some people want to travel just to go and see snow. That's not... The real business guys are looking at 40 years from now, what's going to happen? What Canada is doing is the only way they can rescue themselves. Because see, number one, their populations are old in age. Most of them are 40, 50 and above. It means in 30 years' time, they will literally have finished. Because they don't have young people. That's why they're gathering our young people. To fill in the gap. Because they need tax of the young people to take care of the old people. So if no young people are working, they don't have money. Secondly, they usually don't marry. Because of the culture they have. They don't see marriage as important, so they don't marry. Then the ones that marry, then apart from those that don't marry, they promote LGBTQ, which means man and man marry, which means they can't have children. Then the third category, even the ones that marry man and woman, they have one child. Max two. Having one child means you are risking the chance of getting it right. If you shoot one, it can't be useless picking. What about penalty, Lord, throwing? As in, you shoot your shot, one child, and he's now a useless person. Your lineage has what? Finish. Or you born the boy, one boy, by when he's 18, he says he wants to be a girl. Case closed. Sometimes too, because of how detached they are, they have this one child, the child travels to another city, another country, and doesn't even keep in touch with them. So you see, they are in trouble. They're not giving you immigration and PR because they like you. They need you. That's why we in Nigeria, we give back to 6-7. Especially our parents, they understood that. Give back to 6-7. Know how way 2, no, get sense. Inside the 6, know how 2 will come out. And those 2 will take care of the remaining 4 or 5 that don't have sense. I hope you are the one in your family that have sense. I hope it's you. But you know what I'm talking about. Our parents understood that if I born only one, if you don't get sense, you're born 6-7. 8 is gambling. At least 2 or 3 must get sense. That two or three, they will now take care of the children of the other ones. You remember, most of the families, it's either you find that one or two uncles are the ones that have money. Every other person, we depend on them. Three of us. Every other person will depend on them. They will pay everybody's school fees. They pay those ones' children's school fees. That's how we kept our population going. But all these other countries, they were trying to form modesty. One of these will address that because so that we won't go and adopt those kind of thing. How to have one child. Some people marry and say, we don't want to have children. Look, if you have children, give them to us. You don't want to have children, be waiting. Those things are spirit of Antichrist. You need to know. Anything going against the natural order and the scriptural order is Satan. Satan doesn't always appear with horn. See their culture again. Their culture supports abortion. Do you see everything about their culture is killing population? They are just forming modesty. Ideally, they should be bringing ships here. And everybody should know the time. Now, 4 p.m., they load, go see Q. Ideally, that's what they should be doing. Every day, bring one ship. They are in bad, and you know those places are cold. Imagine a place that is big as America and has 10%. It means it's scanty. The cold in some of those places. Because they're not human beings. Human beings generate warmth. So this is terribly cold. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. So when I say Nigeria has population, you need to understand what I'm saying. And not just that we have population, most of our population are under 40. What this means? See, don't worry about the bad things going on in Nigeria. The guys threatening us. In 10 years, they won't be here. It's true. If you check their age, they won't be here in 10 years. The ones who can find their age. They won't be here. Give or take, they won't be here in 10 years. So don't let the pressure of the season say, oh, everybody's jackpot, Nigeria is going to be destroyed. No, no, no. The people terrorizing us are on their way out. They're on their way out. There's no way those guys are going to be alive in 10 years. No way. Their age range. And to give you time perspective, when you say most of us are 40 years or below, or even max, 50 years and below, that's a big deal. In most of those countries, they are 50 years and above. In fact, in Canada, no one went on tour there in May. I met many Nigerians that have bought businesses from white people. Good businesses, they bought it because those white guys are now so old, can't run their business anymore, and have no descendant, no child, no family. So they are selling the business. I met many Nigerians, that's how they bought business. That's how bad it is for them. No family. In Nigeria, you have business before you even die. We don't divide them. They divide your business, you are still alive. There, they don't even have. That's why they say, when they do their will, they do will to cut. Most of them, they leave their will to charity. Nobody to give it to. So they are in a terrible problem. So I said, let me give you time perspective. We are 50 years down. They are largely 50 years up. Many of you, the reason why you want to jackpot is that you think, I'm getting old. Nothing I'll do in my life. Calm down. How old is the President of America? United States. How old is the President of the United States? He's about 80. Either 80 or 81. The President of the United States. How old is Buhari? No, as in the one on paper that we know. How old is Buhari? I need somebody to help. How old is Buhari? 82, Abby? 84? 84. How old is Donald Trump? Donald Trump? He's 77, 78. How old is our current president? Okay, no, nobody knows. Nobody knows that one. Okay, so... I'm joking. Don't go and call anybody. No, but on a serious note, I'm just trying to, the point is this. You are 50, and you're thinking your life is over. Those guys are still making plans at 80. Biden wants to run on that term. If all things equal, it means he'll finish that term at 84. He's making plans at 80. You, at 50, you think your life is over. You, at 40, you think, what am I doing here? Relax. Relax. There's still plenty life in your years. And plenty years in your life. Are you getting what I'm saying? Relax. What happens to most of us is that we stop dreaming too quickly. If those guys at 70 are running for president of a country, not president of a local government, at 77, at 80, at 84. So if you have a good 40 years, a good 50 years to live, so don't panic. Don't join the panic. You're still going to be here a long time. While these wicked guys phase out, we're still going to be here. So don't make decisions today that will make you suffer when those guys are gone. Because the people that made you make those decisions, they've left. But you have disconnected from your country. Are you getting what I'm saying? What do I mean? I don't mean you shouldn't relocate if you want to relocate or travel out. I'm just saying don't live in a way that you think Nigeria is going to scatter, it's going to finish. No, at all. This is time to buy land, not time to sell. It's time to buy. If you can't buy in prime place, go and buy far. There was a time that the only commercial place in this Lagos was Marina. So those are older here, know what I'm talking about. Only Marina. All banks were in Marina. If you want to do banking there, you travel to Marina. You travel to Marina and join a very long queue. How many of you have now, when last did you go to Marina? Civilization moved to VI proper. Business moved to VI proper. When we were a bit younger, VI was the place to go. That's when we started hearing all those street names. Sanusi, Fafunwa, Adiola Deku. We started hearing VI proper. Their names. Those of you that are younger, what you know as commercial area is Lekki Phase 1. If you want to go and eat now, what you are thinking first is Lekki Phase 1. Nothing like that now. What's Lekki Phase 1? All these restaurants and fine places were in Ikoyi, Awolowo Road, those things. So Lekki Phase 1 now started. Before long, more and more commercial places in Lekki Phase 1. Now the whole Lekki Phase 1. There's a time that there were little commercial places, more residential. Now there's little residential. The bulk of Lekki Phase 1 is commercial. But it has even moved beyond that now. It's spreading down. What I'm saying is that look at the population I showed you. In fact, the largest population are still, those are 0 to 4, are still the largest. This is where they will need house. Go and buy in Ekpe now. Go and buy now. They are selling one for 1,000. There's where you can buy 1,000. Just settle area boys and start building. Settle Manila and start building. Don't run away. Go and start buying now. Go and start buying now. That will be VI one day. Remember, you're going to live long. Remember, you're going to live long. The guy selling all these places now, ask them when they bought it and how much they bought it. So these places are selling here for you now, 800 million, 1 million, 1.7 billion. They bought it 100,000 that time, 10,000, 50,000, 20,000. And it was just bush. You think their mates didn't relocate that time? Their mates still ran that time. Not today, people have been running. I'm not saying don't relocate. I'm just saying don't approach this whole relocation thing as if we are dying in a lie. In a lie. All of you here, every week you meet somebody or hear about somebody that you know closely has relocated, yes or no? My own as a pastor is even the worst. Every week I'm praying for two or three or four couples that are relocating every week. When you are surrounded by such news, you will feel, the whole Nigeria has gone. Has traffic reduced in your area? We are still plenty. We have population, that I'm telling you. Forget how many people are local. We are still more here. Traffic has not reduced. I've not seen anywhere. They say, this road is free now because these people are located. Or landlord is reducing rent now because everybody has gone. No. Traffic has not reduced one inch. Why? Because the population we have is not that type. Not that type that can reduce. Tell the people that have left. The younger generation, those are even 10 below, are the ones that are even more in number. Imagine. All those people, they will need houses. They will need schools. They will need restaurants. They will need clothes. Position yourself like Zacchaeus now. Position, not run. And even if you want to relocate or do something abroad, think more of globalization. Think more of putting your brand there and here. That way they do it. Coca-Cola didn't need to relocate to come here, but they are selling here. But you, Africa, we just think of relocating. Run. Carry your load. Run. Where are you running to? Think penetration. Think global penetration. How your brand can be relevant. How you can give goods and services to anybody anywhere in the world. That's how they think. They don't think of, you didn't see Total locate from America to come here. They just open here. You didn't see Chevron close down to come here. You didn't see Mobil do that. They just stretch their leg. That's all you need to stretch your leg to be making dollars. Stretch your leg, be making pounds. Let's think the way they think. They see population that go there. Are you here, somebody? That 10 to 0 and 10 that are million, all of them can't relocate. They will need schools. They will need universities. They will need clothes. They will need phones. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? We have population. We have population. And we have the enterprising spirit. There are many other things we have, but I don't want to waste time with all that. We have natural resources. There are too many things. So look at the positives and position yourself. Those people, those millions of people that we eat, it means farms will ever be needed. They must eat. Nobody's too angry to eat. Are you here, somebody? Position yourself. There are opportunities around us. Glory to God. And lastly, even if you are traveling, one thing I've learned about God, and this is important, even if you are traveling or relocating, one thing I've known about God is that he never thinks in terms of ending anything. God never thinks in terms of end. Worst he can do is to think in terms of bend. But he never thinks in terms of end. And that's the mistake we make. We always think in terms of end. Many people, when they think of relocating, they're thinking of going to end their suffering. They think of just going there, have a good life, and forget everybody, forget all the suffering. No. God never thinks in terms of end. God always thinks in a continuum. He always thinks that everything is continuing. You see, he is a global God and is an eternal God. You know, you are thinking that by 70 I'll be dead or by 50 I'll be dead. He can't think like that. He's going to be here 100 years after now. So he has to live today or run today in a way that it will affect that time. That's why you hear the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. What he was doing with Abraham wasn't supposed to end with Abraham. So when you live as if what God is doing with you needs to end with you, you have missed the point. What he's doing with you is to continue in generations after. God has allowed these things to happen for a time like this. All the jackpot going on, I believe there's a bigger purpose for it. It's not just to go and look at snow. There's a bigger purpose to it. And I pray that everybody going will go with the sense of purpose and sense of understanding. I believe there are things that our kids, of those that have traveled and are traveling, there are things your kids are going to do that you can't do. You know, many of our churches, for instance, of Nigerians abroad, we usually don't reach the indigenes of America. We are still reaching largely Nigerians. I hope you know this. So when you see a Nigerian church from here, maybe a Winners, a Redeem, Assemblies of God, all our real indigenous churches that open branches abroad, they are still reaching Nigerians. In fact, some churches I've preached in America are more Nigerian than us, Nigeria. You know, we are still Soji, we are still WhatsApp. So a lot of us, we still look American. In fact, we are more American in Nigeria than that church in America. That one in America, they have talking drummers, they have native, they are wearing gele, they are dancing native song. That means as we have gone from here to there, we didn't impact their community. We are just impacting Nigerians there. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Because the average American might not understand what you are preaching. When you are preaching anything, chasing from a village. Number one, he doesn't have a village. He grew in Michigan. It's not a village. And nothing is chasing him. So he can't relate. But you see, I believe your children that go to school with them, if you mentor them well, if you understand why God sent you there, that it's not just going to look at snow. Your children or children's children will enter their industries, enter their businesses, and influence the community. Their own community is endangered, like I said. If not that they are packing us now, most of those countries would have so diminished, they don't even recognize themselves. God doesn't think in terms of an end. He's thinking continuity. So you must constantly pray that, Lord, what should I be doing now with this opportunity, with this position? There's a bigger picture, always a bigger picture. Do you know the gospel spread in Bible days by persecution? Before that, they were having a great time in Jerusalem. All having a great time. They were breaking bread daily. They were all selling their property and bringing it to sell into to share to poor people. They were all having a good time. They were not thinking far at all. They allowed persecution happen to them. They were killing them and chasing them. So they all scattered. They jackpot. But as they jackpot, guess what also happened? They carried the gospel. That's how the gospel came everywhere around the world. So all this jackpot going on in Nigeria, I strongly know that it's not just for you to go and see snow. There's a higher purpose. And that's why it pains me when I see a Christian that was active in church, reaches America, Canada, UK, and is not even going to church. He's taking work shift every hour to meet up his bills. He has missed the whole point. That's just slavery all over again. Missed the whole point. Missed the whole point. Hallelujah. We're going to pray this morning. We're going to pray this morning. Let's rise to our feet if we can. The Lord, help open my eyes to see what you are saying in this season. I have to think like Zacchaeus. I have to look above the crowd. I don't want to join the bad wagon. Everybody's running away. So what? Lord, what are you saying? Even if I'm going somewhere, where am I supposed to be? There's a reason I'm going to that particular place. Go ahead and take 1 minute to just talk to God this morning.